Hello and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. And every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I bring you blogging tips and trends that will help to turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspectives? That's right. A blog positions you as an expert. It's your home base, the foundation of your online brand. A blog is where you begin to build influence, persuading your prospects to take action because it's where they begin to know, like, and trust you. And today we are going to start off episode number 45, A Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, the month of March, and you may be thinking that spring is the time that you're going to start your blog. However, are you still not sure what type of blog you want to start? Or do you even know that there are several types of blogs that you can start? Well, on this episode, I'm going to talk about four of them. That's right, the four most common types of blogs: personal blogs, business blogs, niche blogs, and affiliate blogs. So let's get to them one by one. The first most common type of blog is the personal or the lifestyle blog. That's right. Personal blogs have been called the pioneers of the blogging industry. When blogging emerged in the late 90s, it started with a personal blog. You may remember some of those mommy bloggers. It was a place where a lot of stay-at-home moms began in full force. They started writing stories about their thoughts, their everyday activities. They were giving people pieces of advice, opinions, deals, fashion, family, and fun stories. Personal blogs are considered the most conventional and traditional form of blogs. And some of you that know me may remember my first personal blog or lifestyle blog was DEDivaDeals.com, fashion and fun after 50, and that's where I posted about deals in and around the state of Delaware. It included fashion, fun, food, fitness, and it was just a fantastic way to learn how to start blogging. In a personal blog, it's the personality. You know, it's that the person's personality that keeps people coming back for more. And actually, there's no rules or regulations when it comes to personal blogs. You can literally write about anything that you wish. A personal blog or a lifestyle blog, whichever you prefer, can be about your hobbies, your passions, your political views, a cause, or just fun everyday activities. In the literal sense, hey, a personal blog can be about anything. But you want to make sure that you're successful, right? If you want to build a personal blog, you can just simply sign up, easy breezy, right? On a website like WordPress.org or Blogger.com. You can publish some posts on the internet and just start writing. Well, let me tell you, your blog posts should be about your passions, about your hobbies, maybe advice or opinions, or even the daily life of you and your readers. You're going to want to be consistent and connect with other bloggers that have the same types of posts and messages. You'll want to comment on their blog posts and then give a link to your own blog post. And that way, the readers will find out about your blog and you will increase your web traffic, which we talked about in those two previous episodes of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Now, the second type of blog that I want to talk about is the business blog. Now, that's what I kind of consider my blog now, DellBlogger.com. However, I still like to put in a little personal style, you know, with product reviews like I did last Friday on the wall panels in my office here. Now, a business blog is based on a business or a trade, and the content is business, right? The blogger tends to write about the topic related to the work that they do, whether they do it for a living or they do it as a side hustle. A business blogger is looking to generate more leads for their business and find as many potential customers as possible. They want to make sure that they're not just writing just to be writing, as in a personal blog. And unlike a personal blog, a business blog contains more professional ways of writing. They'll promote a specific business and follow industry rules. However, if you remember, I had an episode out there stating that business blogs can be personal too. You might want to add customer spotlights or some fun activities, which is, again, what I like to do on dellblogger.com. The topics of a business blog will strictly be related to the industry or the trade, and they're also going to be aligned with maybe some other industry leaders. Your content may help the everyday reader, and you might want to try some posts like top 10, you know, gifts for the techie guy or gal, something similar to that. So although it's just business, you can promote your business, but you can do it in a fun way as well. And in order to run a successful business blog, you want to make sure you write engaging posts about the business, the product, and or service, because after all, you're looking to generate some leads. You're going to request your visitors to sign up for your mailing list. And if a visitor signs up and you get a potential lead, that's all the best way to get more exposure for your blog. You know, people are beginning to like you and trust you. And when they're ready to make a purchase, they're going to probably purchase from you. So always continue to provide consistent and useful content. So we're going to take a quick break right now. Again, I gave you the two. We're going to come back with two more. And I'm going to invite you to head over and subscribe to my blog, dellblogger.com, where you can order a copy of the Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners. And you can find and follow me on all my other social media platforms by using the Linktree ID dellblogger. So we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back.
Are you a public speaker that struggles to get booked for speaking engagement? Do you need a killer elevator pitch to attract media attention and investor interest? Hello, my name is Precious Williams, and I am the author of Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for women entrepreneurs and speakers only. I have written this book because I want to help women entrepreneurs get explosive sales, take their public speaking and their pitching skills to the next level, and get all the attention and interest that they need right now. You can find my book now for purchase at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also my website, www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com.
Hello, this is Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger and host of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I come to you with blogging tips and branding trends that will turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspectives? Because people who find value in your words will share them with their family, friends, and followers. A blog is your home base. It's the foundation of your online brand. So every Wednesday at 1 p.m., make sure that you tune in to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit with your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Hello and welcome back to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. And this is episode number 45. And we're talking about the four types of blogs. And before the break, I told you there are personal or lifestyle blogs, which you can write about your passion, about everyday activities, family, fun, finances, no rhyme, no reason. You're just sharing your passion with others. The second type of blog is a business blog. It is more industry related. You're trying to get leads. You want people to purchase your product and or service. So the content will be strategic, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be a little personable with a business blog. And so the third type of blog is called a niche blog. Now, a niche blog is very laser focused, and it only targets a very specific topic instead of covering several different topics. For example, a niche-based blog is like a food blog, a basketball blog, a music blog, a car racing blog, a content marketing blog, a book blog, a movie blog, a health and fitness blog. Again, these are all laser focused, and they're only going to be talking about one specific topic. Now, a niche blog is a perfect way to start your journey as a professional blogger, because you're going to find something that you are extremely passionate about, and you're going to build a blog around it. Know your niche and then narrow it. You know why? Because it's going to get better with time. And with this type of blog, you're going to be able to generate revenue. So don't just have a blog all willy-nilly. Be focused and be have a niche blog. But remember, don't narrow that niche so much that your topic becomes obsolete. So for example, if you choose a blog about cars, and then you choose the particular model of a car, you may find that the manufacturer stops making that model after a few bad years, and then your blog is no longer relevant. So if you're going to narrow your niche, don't make it so narrow that the topic becomes obsolete after a few years. And let me tell you, to run a successful niche blog, you want to make sure that you choose a niche that you're very, very passionate about, and then decide who your target market group is, because that group is going to be based on their demographics, their age, the gender, their personal likes and dislikes. You need to know that so that when you're writing directly to them. And try to think of it as one person. I know, put that one person in your head. Who is it? Where are they located? What's their income level? What is it they like and what they don't like? And then write to that one person. And that will help you because it will actually generate more eyes. So think of it as that one person that you're writing for, and then you're definitely going to find an audience for that. Now, once again, you've defined your target group, you're going to need to create content around that niche and promote your blog post to that group and no other group. Again, this is not a personal blog or a lifestyle blog. This is a niche blog, because if you start putting in more things, you're going to start to confuse your readers, and they're going to be turned off. You know, if you turn that niche blog into a business or a personal blog, you know, people are going to get confused. But don't be afraid to pivot or even start a second blog. As I stated, my very first blog, DEDivaDeals.com, Fashion and Fun After 50, was created in 2012. And I kept that blog for 3 years, and I still refer to it sometimes. But Del Blogger is now more of a marketing, you know, a more promotional of my blog and my classes and my seminars than DEDivaDeals.com was. And last but not least, the affiliate blogs. That's right. You know what? Affiliate blogs. If you're looking to turn your blog into a profit, you're going to turn a profit right out of the gate with this one. I mean, it may not be a big profit, because I told you those stories with those little $50 checks, right? But it's going to turn a profit nevertheless. And if done correctly and consistently with good content and products, you're going to make some money. And that is with an affiliate blog. Affiliate blogs, they are built to generate commission through affiliate marketing. Remember, in affiliate marketing, you get paid a small percentage of the sale that's made through someone linking or clicking through on your blog post. I talked about that specifically in a previous episode of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, so make sure you check that out. There are many affiliate agencies that you can sign up with, but you know what? Product reviews are the best way in which to get started. And whether you're writing product reviews about things that you already have, you can start collecting products from other companies. And the best way in which to do that, and I know you guys are always ordering on Amazon, make sure that you review the product of anything that you purchase on Amazon, because those sellers are going to come looking for you and ask you to provide product reviews for other items that they may have. So an affiliate blogger writes product reviews and they ask the readers to purchase those products through their affiliate links. And once that transaction is made, guess what? The blogger gets a small commission for it. Now, believe it or not, affiliate blogging is still very huge. Like 81% of brands have stated they have improved their marketing through various affiliate programs with bloggers and influencers. And this also helps bloggers increase traffic. Bloggers say that having affiliate marketing has doubled their traffic. So you might want to think about that. And let me tell you, a successful way in which to promote your affiliate blog, because again, you're going to be promoting third-party products and services. But I've said this before, don't pimp your blog for a profit. Make sure the products and or services that you're promoting is for your readers, not just for the money, but for your readers. Because in order to run an affiliate blog successfully, you'll have to write convincing reviews of the products and services that you are endorsing. And through your storytelling, which is the most important part of affiliate marketing, you want your readers to feel what you feel about the product. You want them to know it's something that it's worthwhile for them to have in their life. If you write some half-hearted review that isn't convincing, people are not going to buy that product, so you're not going to make any money. So today we covered just the four most common types of blogs. And no matter which one you choose, if you follow the 3 C's, the 3 P's, and the ABC's that I've listed here before, and also in my Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners book, you will be successful. Head over to dellblogger.com to order a copy of the Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners book. And if you want to reach out and learn more about my services and offerings, please send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. And if anything in today's show was of interest to you, remember, sharing is caring. So please share this podcast with your family, your friends, your bae and your boo, because they too may be benefiting from today's topic. And again, make sure you subscribe to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, because we can be heard here every Wednesday at 1 p.m. And you know what? You can send me an email and we'll set you up with a 15-minute discovery call so we can talk about what it is that you want to talk about with your fans, your friends, and your followers. So again, thank you so very much for tuning in today to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m. is a new episode, and I cannot wait to continue with next week's topic. We're going to talk about, what are we going to talk about? Monthly blogging tasks. That's right, monthly blogging tasks, things that you need to do in order to keep your blog successful. So, until next week, I'm the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.